Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Dawn purples all the east with light. Day o'er the earth is gliding bright. Morn's sparkling rays their course begin. Farewell to darkness and to sin.
Each evil dream of night depart. Each thought of guilt forsake the heart. Let every ill that darkness brought beneath its shade now come to naught.
So that last morning dread and great, which we with trembling hope await, with blessed light for us shall glow, who chant the song we learnt below.
O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, thine only Son, who with the Holy Ghost and thee shall live and reign eternally. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope on your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are true. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise. For he has become my Savior. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing water stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, "I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness, O terrible in renown, worker of wonders? When you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy you led the people you redeemed. In your strength you guided them to your holy dwelling. And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, my Savior. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Be solicitous to make your call and election permanent, brothers. Surely those who do so will never be lost. On the contrary, your entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. You are all I desire in the land of the living. For you are my refuge. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness,
and the shadow of death. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitabit nos oriens exalto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Let us all praise Christ, in order to become our faithful and merciful High Priest before the Father's throne. He chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer we ask of him.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Son of justice, you filled us with light at our baptism. We dedicate this day to you.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
At every hour of the day we give you glory. In all our deeds we offer you praise.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word. Direct our lives in accordance with that word.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven, so that through faith, hope, and charity, we may come to enjoy the vision of your glory.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Precepti salutaribus maniti, et divine institutione formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who are rich in mercy, and who willed that the blessed John Paul II should preside as Pope over your universal Church, grant, we pray, that instructed by his teaching, we may open our hearts to the saving grace of Christ, the sole Redeemer of mankind, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Ite in pace.
Deo gratias.